You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, Wildcat Nation? Eddie Gritt III for the daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Sunday, windy day in Manhattan, Kansas, November 29th, 2021. To take you back a couple of days, a little bit to basketball, the men's side, where the men's team, Bruce Weber's Young Ball Club, goes 0-2 in the Little Apple Classic after falling to Drake by 10 on Wednesday afternoon. They fall to lose to Colorado 76-58 in Brammers Coliseum. For me, this was my actual first chance to see this team. Now, obviously, there are no fans in the stands except family in Bramlage. So this game was televised on ESPNU. I want to say ESPN2, ESPN, whatever. One of the ESPN networks. And gotta tell you, like any other Young Ball Club, had some growing pains in it. And this, K-State actually got off to a good start in this game. This basketball game, they were up 20-9 in the first half at one point. And then what got me lost was the frequent one on Davion Bradford, one of the highly talented incoming freshman for coming class for K-State. In this game, Nigel Pack, he's, from what I've saw a little bit of him anyways, cast the real deal, folks. He's the real deal. But he was out for a significant time in this game, in his first half especially, and that really hurt K-State. They needed him on the floor. Mike McGurr, who had scored, 22 points against Drake in this game, he was inconsistent in this one. Mackenzie Wright had his way with this K-State basketball team, scoring some 24 points in this game. Also, Walton was a problem for K-State as well in this game as well. Nigel Pack was the only cat in double figures with 12 points in the game, had an assist, 2 rebounds in the ball game there. High scoring with Antonio Gordon, who was in the starting line for this ball game, and Mike McGurl, like I said, scored 22, only scored 8 with Antonio Gordon in the ball game. Dejuan Gordon, who scored 15 against Drake, only, and he needs to make a significant jump this year, only had 4 points in this ball game. That's not gonna cut it. I know it's early in the game, but Colorado, obviously a talented team, is going to be poised for to make a NCAA run this season. But yeah, K-State starting this thing 0-2 in the Little Apple Classic. Is it cause for concern? No. This is what we expected. Now, a lot of people thought they should have split this Classic. And if you're hosting, in my opinion, if you're hosting your own tournament, you should at least win at least a game. And the fact that, yeah, K-State had multiple opportunities. The game that I did not see Wednesday because obviously I had work, so could not see this ball game. But you want to at least get one, and for them to not get nothing, that hurts. that hurts this team. So 76-58, final score in the game. And obviously, next time K-State hits the floor, it will be back in Bramlage once again. ESPN will have coverage. UMC Kansas City comes into Bramlage on actually tomorrow, the final day of the month at 7 Central Time on ESPNU. K-State looking to get on the win column, and they I should do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. They should be able to get in the win column at that. So, folks, K-State Nation, basketball season is underway, and K-State drops both games in the Little Apple Marathon Classic. This is Eddie Gritter III for another edition of the Daily Purple Project Podcast. Again, you catch our weekly edition, our longer episode weekly. We had our Thanksgiving episode last week. That's up right now. And the rest of our daily episodes, we got a lot of stuff going on here in K-State Nation, including coming off of another frustrating loss on the road in football to Baylor. That's going to wrap it for now. This has been the Purple Project Podcast, EG3. I'm out. See ya.
Thanks for listening. listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.